This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Raw Beauty Talks. I'm your host, Erin Treloar. Ready to peer behind the highlight reel and all those polished pictures of the world's biggest influencers and wellness experts? We're going to uncover what beauty, health, and wellness truly means in today's world. As someone who really struggled with disordered eating and negative body image, I became a health coach because I'm passionate about redefining health and wellness so that it's less about the weight on the scale and more about how we feel. Let's pull back the curtain for some raw beauty talks. Hello, my raw beauty crew. I hope everyone is having a beautiful day wherever you are. Be right where your feet are. I'm recording this at 11 p.m. PST. Don't do what I'm doing. No, but really, we're heading off on spring break vacation and we are getting up bright and early. We're actually surprising the kids with, they're sleeping in the room next to me right now, surprising the kids with a stopover, a layover in Disneyland. And it's their first time going. Very excited over here. And I wanted to share with you a couple of wellness hacks that I've really been leaning into that have felt super supportive to me in case they feel helpful to you. Before we dive in and I share these quick wellness hacks with you, I wanted to read you a testimonial or a note that I received from somebody who is currently in the Food Freedom Program. If you haven't heard of the Food Freedom Program, it is my 6-month program that supports you in overcoming binge eating, overeating, and emotional eating. All right, so here's what she said. Wanted to share, it's amazing how I didn't think my body knew how to read hunger or fullness cues. And it's wild to me how honestly loud she is with these cues when I'm listening, especially fullness. Wow. When I'm not distracted, it's loud and clear. We're communicating, baby. In regards to overeating, I'm feeling way better about it. Those urges are certainly less often. The overeating does not last as long. And finally, I'm eating less when/if it does happen. So I thought that was really amazing. And I just wanted to share it more so that if you're listening and feel like your relationship with food is complicated, you know that there are options out there and there is support out there, whether it's listening to this podcast or staying really tapped into the newsletter or jumping on a webinar or booking a breakthrough call with me. I have created this community and this space to support you. I've been right where you are right now, and it is my MO to help you get to the other side, whatever way, shape, or form that looks like. If you're really serious about making change, you are done being stuck in the space that you are in and you're struggling with emotional eating, binge eating, or overeating, I would suggest going straight to the show notes, book yourself in for a 20-minute breakthrough call. This is a super casual call with me, and we talk about what you're struggling with, how long you've been struggling with it, what it looks like for you, and then we talk about where it is that you want to be. And if I can help bridge the gap between those two places, then we'll talk about what that looks like. But regardless, I'm going to make sure that you have a couple of next steps to work on. All right, let's dive into this episode, 5 sneaky wellness hacks that will help elevate your everyday. The first one is to try adding cinnamon to your daily coffee. Okay, cinnamon to your coffee. I generally have a coffee in the morning with a bit of oat milk all frothed up, and then I'll sprinkle cinnamon on top. Now, I really enjoy the taste of this first and foremost, but cinnamon is a powerful antioxidant that can help prevent illness by slowing the growth of bacteria, lowering cholesterol, and it's also really high in fiber. It contains an amazing amount of vitamins and minerals. And 1 teaspoon of cinnamon contains as many antioxidants as 1/2 cup of blueberries. One of the best parts about cinnamon is that it also helps us keep our blood sugar level stable. And if you have been part of Food Freedom, you know that this is something that we work on. without becoming obsessed about it, we want to work on supporting the body's glucose levels in remaining relatively stable. They're never going to be perfectly balanced. And cinnamon helps keep blood sugar levels a bit more stable, which will help support more stable energy levels, preventing that sugar-like spike and the crash that happens right after. This is also going to help lower inflammation in tissues and joints. And last but not least, cinnamon can help improve your brain's cognitive functioning. And I don't know about you, but I need that. So every morning, I'm putting some cinnamon in my coffee. This is such an easy, simple little hack that really elevates the start of your day. Give it a try. The cinnamon also adds just a bit of sweetness to the coffee as well, which I love. So try it. Let me know. Take a picture of you sipping your latte and tag at Robbie Detox. Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think of your goals for a second. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you absolutely should get Babbel. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that really don't help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversation, and Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teachings so you're ready to practice what you learned in the real world. If you're heading to another country anytime soon, start using Babbel a few weeks before you go to learn basics like how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while you're away. So fun. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/rawbeautytalks. Get 55% off at babbel.com/rawbeautytalks. That's spelled babbel.com/RobbieDetox. Rules and restrictions may apply. This episode is brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With Lola V, that dilemma is history. We all put our hair through the ringer. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm. Enter Lola V's bestsellers, the Glossing Detangler and the Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. They're your hair's new best friends. For a limited time, you get 15% off your entire order at lolav.com. Just use the code RAWBEAUTYTALKS at checkout. Lola V is all about naturally derived plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten. And of course, cruelty-free and vegan. That's 15% off your order at lolavie.com with promo code RAWBEAUTYTALKS. You can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Tell them I sent you over. Number two, have you ever been away and staying at a hotel or wherever, a friend's house, and you forget your makeup remover? I'm putting up my hand right now. I don't know why. It's just me in this room. But I honestly feel like you're right here with me. So, I mean, I hate taking my makeup remover and these big products when I travel because oftentimes they get squished in the bag or the product leaks out. And so oftentimes I will just leave it behind. And I've been known to wash my face with the soap, the hotel soap, the soap that like completely dries out your skin. I saw this hack from Lauren Everts, The Skinny Confidential. And she suggested calling down to room service and asking them to bring you a little thing of olive oil and using that to remove your makeup. I tried it this past weekend and I absolutely loved it. It worked like a hot damn. Yeah, I mean, I said I could wash my face with this every single night. Now, when I shared it my story, some people said you have to be really careful about clogging your pores if you have oily skin. So disclaimer, if you have oily, sensitive skin, maybe don't use this hack. But if your skin's a little more sturdy, that skin barrier is feeling good, and you don't generally have reactions to new products, try olive oil when you're away, especially in taking off your eye makeup. I loved it. Tip number three is actually pretty simple, but I feel like I need to shout it from the rooftops over and over and over again because most people that I'm working with aren't set up here. Staying hydrated is pivotal to your well-being. It gives us more energy. It helps decrease anxiety. It ensures that you're thinking clearly. I mean, the benefits of being hydrated with a good quality water, they just go on and on. So whether or not to stay hydrated is not the question. It's how are you going to stay hydrated? And I'm a big believer that you need some sort of water vessel that you love to drink from. This might sound super high maintenance, but if you don't like drinking from it, then you are far less likely to use it. Here's the thing. The more friction there is between you and a new habit that you're trying to create or build, the less likely you are to fall into a rhythm with it, the less likely it is to become a habit. So as annoying as it is that everyone has these things, I love my Stanley water bottle. It is overpriced, yes, but I actually use it and carry that thing around all the time. Here's why I like it. First of all, it sits in my car and doesn't spill. It fits right in that cup holder and it's not spilling. It's not rolling all over. It's not like flying off the passenger seat onto the floor. It just stays where it is supposed to stay. I like having a straw. It keeps my water the right temperature. And then of course, the Stanley handle is great. I can carry that while I'm carrying like the grocery bags and all the other stuff that I constantly have in my hands. So I'm a bit obnoxious with that thing. It is like my third arm, but I have to say since getting it, I drink significantly more water. Whether it's the Stanley or a Swell or just a glass that you like drinking out of, I would really recommend taking a second and just figuring out what your vessel is. Because if you have something that you enjoy drinking from, you are far more likely to use it. Determine, do you like a straw? Do you like, what temperature do you like your water at? Do you want to have a wide base or something that fits easily into that cup holder? And then set yourself up so that that jug is filled up first thing in the morning. I always start my day with water first. So starting my day with half of one of those Stanleys or a glass of water. And I just find this sets the tone. It's like creates the start of a cascade of other good habits. So starting your day with water and finding a vessel that you actually enjoy drinking from. Key. We've got cinnamon. We've got olive oil to remove makeup in a pinch. We are staying hydrated with some sort of water vessel that you actually enjoy drinking from. The next two are surrounding sleep, because I think there are a lot of people who are really struggling with sleep. I just got an Oura Ring. I've been using it for 2 days, so I don't have much to tell you there other than that I'm very interested in diving into my sleep and trying to get more REM sleep and deep sleep because I know that it will help my cognitive functioning and will allow me to feel better during the day. All right, so a couple of things that I use at the end of the day. First of all, I highly recommend powering down 20 minutes at least before you go to sleep. Now, most people would tell you power down hours before you go to sleep, but I'm not going to lie to you. You guys, it is 11 p.m. I am currently on my computer. And as a mom and an entrepreneur, sometimes I have to work after the kids go to bed. I am generally not just flipping through my phone, but whatever, if you are, regardless. But give yourself some time off of your device in order to truly wind down. Ideally, we would be taking 30 minutes. I use an acupressure mat. And if you haven't seen these things, it is a mat, like a yoga mat, but smaller. And it has all of these little spikes on it. Sounds super relaxing, right? I have two different brands. One's called a Spunk, and one is the Shakti mat. I started with the Spunk and then moved to the Shakti mat because it has three different levels. So the spikes get more intense as you move up in levels. And essentially you lie on this mat and the spikes help to release tension in your back and shift the energy throughout your body. It can help with pain relief, muscle tension, anxiety, insomnia, and even digestive health. And these are all proven in studies. this thing sounds painful, but it actually makes you feel so relaxed. So I will lie on that and read at the end of the day for about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how tired I am. And I absolutely love this. Like, I need this every night. I look forward to my time on my acupressure mat. The other thing that I will do, not on the mat, but separately, is I'll put my legs up against the wall. And this is really supporting our organ health, our circulation, inflammation. It is a yoga pose, and it also just feels really good. I love it. So doing legs up against the wall for about 10 minutes, 10 minutes on the acupressure mat, that's 20 minutes of just getting your body and your mind into a space where you are decompressing, you are relaxing. I'm doing my best in those moments as well, not to get too caught up in my mind about what happened previously in the day or what's coming down the pipeline, but to just be very present with my breath. To come back to a mindfulness practice or a mini meditation that helps me unwind from the day. So whether you're doing a guided meditation with Insight Timer or Calm app or Headspace, whatever you use, or you're just following your breath, taking this 20 minutes to create a pocket of peace before you head to sleep. Okay, and then last but not least, one of the things that I've been loving is a bit of a habit stack. So if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know that I'm really big on walking. I think sometimes in wellness, we can make things really complicated in regards to what we need to be doing, like what type of workout do we need to be doing and how long do we need to be doing it, when the reality is that most people in the world just need to get moving in some way, shape, or form. And walking is low impact. It's great for your cardiovascular health. It's going to get your muscles going. It's great if you walk with someone. It helps you to co-regulate your nervous system. You're outside getting fresh air. I mean, there are so many benefits. And if you've gone for a nice long walk, you know you feel it in your body. So when I'm walking, depending on the day, and you've got to check in with yourself because we're going to need different things on different days depending on how we're feeling. So you've got to check in with yourself and notice where you're at in the moment. Do you need a quiet walk just with your breath and the sounds of nature? Or do you need some positive, uplifting voice in your ear and you're going to turn on a podcast? Or do you want music? Or do you want to talk to someone? So I love personally, a lot of the time, either having nothing at all or having a podcast on. And then I'll go for my walk. And one of the things that I've been adding in are some light ankle weights. I have something called Bala bands, B-A-L-A bands. But if you go on Amazon or go to, you know, any little shop, there's tons of options out there. Pop those ankle weights on for anybody who's been walking with me for a long period of time. This is just going to elevate it and take it up to the next level. And get your walk on with those ankle weights. Just adding even 1 or 2 pounds will create a change. It uses different muscle groups. It will activate things in a different way. Now, you might be thinking, like, that is so 80s to be walking around with ankle weights, but let's bring it back, baby, because it works. It feels good. And they make them now, they're so discreet. Nobody would even know. If you're wearing your black leggings and you have those Bala bands on, nobody knows. Also, who cares? If they see it, maybe they'll just be inspired by you to try it as well. Okay, so those are 5 mini health hacks coming to you from me. These are things that I'm using each and every week, and I would love to know which ones resonate with you. Which ones are you going to try? We've got adding cinnamon to your coffee, using olive oil to remove makeup, staying hydrated with a vessel you actually like, spending time in the evening really truly decompressing. So 10 minutes on an acupressure mat. I will link to the ones that I have down below. For the Shakti mat, I have a level 2 and I have a level 3. I will say the level 3, it's too painful. Do not order the level 3 unless you are experienced with the acupressure mat. Level 2 is uncomfortable when I get onto it, but then it relaxes. And then the Spoonk, which was my original starting point one, is great if you're a beginner. So I will link to the ones that I use down below, but I think you're going to love these mats. And then last but not least, walking with your ankle weights, your Balabands. I am going to be announcing in the newsletter very soon a monthly walking meditation where we're going to do a walk for 30 minutes in the morning, and I am going to just pump you up for your day. So make sure you're signed up for the newsletter. Again, all the links for this are down below so that you're updated as to when we're having those. And then grab yourself some of those weights, meet me there, and we'll start our day off with a bang. Okay, friendly reminder, if you're interested in learning more about Food Freedom, a 6-month program to end the battle with food in your body, book a breakthrough call at the link down below. I can't wait to see you trying some of these hacks and tools. I obviously feel that you are right here in the room with me, but I love hearing back from you as to, you know, whether or not you're trying these ideas, what's working, what's not working. So when you're out on your walk or you're sipping your water or you're putting your cinnamon on your coffee, take a quick picture and post it on Instagram or TikTok, tag at Raw Beauty Talks, and let me see you out there in the wild practicing your tools. All right, as always, take what resonates from this episode and leave the rest behind. I'll see you next week. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. Please take a moment to rate, review, or follow on your favorite podcast app and share this episode with someone that you think could benefit. Join the Raw Beauty Talks community at Raw Beauty Talks. And remember, it's your story, your body, your mind, and your journey. So think about what resonates with you and leave the rest behind. I'll see you next week.
Do you ever feel like you're struggling through motherhood? You're not alone. I'm Erica Jossa, host of the MomWell podcast, therapist and mom of three. Join me each Wednesday as I sit down with guests, including psychologists, pediatricians, psychiatrists, fertility specialists, lactation consultants, and more to unravel the myths of motherhood. With expert advice, practical tips, self-love, and some coping skills to help you along the way, you can become the mother you want to be. Listen to the MomWell podcast at momwell.com/listen or on your favorite podcast platform.